You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there was a conversation that came up, and I don't even remember what spurred it. You know that I have this horrific love affair with Niles the Weirdo. My cat is probably the sweetest damn animal I've ever had. I've never known anything, and I've had pets in my life, but I've never known this. And we had a little conversation in the house, and I don't want to like bum anybody out, but it's just mind candy. And the conversation I had with Gretch was, if there was a quick spur of the moment thing where you could only save Niles the Weirdo, and in this case, for listeners, plug in your pet here, you could save them or you could save a total stranger, who would you save? I mean, there's all sorts of scenarios, right? Like a speeding car or whatever. But you only get to save either your pet or a total stranger that you've never met before. And I said to Gretch, I go, am I a horrible human being because I'm taking my pet?
Oh, man.
And I know there are people like, Dom, you are a horrible person. This is a human life we're talking about. And I know, but at least I'm being honest.
You really love your cat.
I love this pet so much that I would save him over somebody. Now, if it's
some random person.
It's a thing. If it's like a family member, no, I'm going to save my family member. But a total stranger,
let him
go 1,000 miles away or whatever.
Man.
And then the question that came up after that is, this is the scruples part of this, are we bad people if we feel that way?
I see. Okay.
Now, you're not as crazy about Goldie Fawn.
I'm not. Let's go ahead and let's pick the scenario so people can kind of think about this, because you said there could be multiple. Let's pick the car one then. They're just in the street. You got a speeding car coming. Your cat's out there or this person. Who are you going to save?
Yeah.
I want to set the scenario at least. I mean, I love
Maybe
my
I'm
dog.
Trying to avoid the scenario.
I'm loving I love my dog, but I'm going to save a person over an animal. I will. I'll go for the person. Absolutely.
Here's the thing.
All day long. Even if it's
Here's
a stranger.
The thing. I know that's the proper answer.
Yeah, I think so.
I know it's the proper answer, and yet I'm rejecting it. That's why I want to know if I'm a bad person.
I don't think so. I mean, you're very close to that cat.
I'm very close to that animal.
Now, what
Chrissy
kind of car
just texted
is it?
In, and she goes, Niles is a tiny human. He really is. If you only knew this little guy, what kind of car? What?
What kind of car? Like, is it a Mini Cooper or is it like a snowplow? I mean, is the person going to be hit and then like dragged, pulled along the road for like a few miles?
I don't
want
to think about that. Let's make
or
sure.
Is it quick? It's a quick.
Let's say it's a quick instantaneous. I don't want any suffering involved.
How old's the person? How old is the person then that in this scenario?
I don't care.
Because if it's a young kid all day long, but if, say, it's somebody, an older person who's lived a long, beautiful life, maybe I would take the pet.
I don't necessarily agree with that rationale.
I mean, they've had
a long life. Could be the biggest ass on the planet, could grow up to be one of the biggest jerks of all time, where the person could be almost like Mother Teresa.
Well, the cat could cough up hairballs constantly under your bed.
Niles has never coughed up a hairball in his life.
When I had my cat and we went to move and we pulled the bed back, there was about 90 hairballs underneath it. And I was like, oh my God, no more cats ever again. But I think you gotta go human. I'm going human on this. It's a human life. Hopefully a long human life versus an animal that's around for, what, 10 years?
Oh, I wish you people would sign your names the first time you send a
just
text.
Call
somebody
us.
At,
just call
somebody
us.
At 1049 said, people are trash. Save the cat.
But you don't know that. That person you could be saving could be Oprah. You know, you don't know.
We are Oprah is a national treasure. We're getting swamped with text messages already, and easily 98% of them are saying they're picking their pet.
Isn't that crazy?
So I guess I'm not alone. And then so now we are getting into the all. Okay, since thousands of you have texted in and said you're all taking your pet, your dog or your cat or gerbil or whatever you've got. Now you have to start saying, do you acknowledge that you'll feel bad about it? Because I would feel bad.
I think after a couple days and knowing that you let a person die, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this is heavy on my heart. heavy on my heart, you're going to feel really bad.
No, I think I'm going to feel bad, but there are
family members reaching out to you.
Look, you read the news, you know, how many millions of people die around the planet every day? I mean, we don't sit there and feel bad every day.
Yeah, but if you had a chance to make that number a little smaller and you didn't even do it.
A little by
a little bit smaller. And I mean, think of the recognition you'll get. You'll be a hero.
And then I'm sitting on my couch watching my show and my little man is not there to curl up next to me. I'm going to feel worse.
You'll get another cat. It'll be fine.
Jessica says, depends on which pet. See, you have to exclude yourself from this conversation because you generally dislike cats.
I've had pets. Generally dislike cats? Is that what you said?
I'm
not a cat.
Let's be honest. You're not the biggest cat person on the planet.
I'm not. But if it was like my yellow lab tucker from growing up, decide. That's difficult.
Now decide.
That's difficult. For sure.
Now, big talker, decide.
But you know what? He had hip problems, and he eventually lost control of his bladder. And so, is it a puppy or is it a full-grown dog?
Mike says, "How do you tell the family that I could have saved your daughter, brother, sibling, but I chose my cat instead?" I guess, Mike, that's exactly what I'd say.
So I didn't know your family member
because, Mike, think about this. Based on the responses we're getting, which is, Jeremy will back me up, it's well over 90-something percent of people are saying save the pet. So, Mike, I would tell you that family member that I'd be talking to, they would choose their pet over saving me. Based on
maybe,
the results we're getting here, the odds are they're going to save their animal before, and they would let me get run over.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, that very well could be. The amount of texts coming in of people just saying that people are trash and people are horrible, my God. This feels like a next door post where all of a sudden everybody is horrible. Everybody is garbage.
Cheryl says, the pet is a living being too. I'm picking my cat. See, now you start getting into the whole, I don't know if this is a Buddhist thing or not. I don't know. I'm naive, so don't send in text and crucify me over this. But, I mean, if you're talking about how every life form is sacred, then it becomes a 50-50, right? If every life form is sacred, according to, you know, some people's belief system, then humans should not occupy a higher rung on that ladder than any other.
Yeah, so it's just essentially who can you get to faster?
And here I am trying to justify saving Niall.
And somebody wrote in and says, what if you're saving a rapist, a murderer, a pedophile, etc.? And you save that person.
Well, yeah, exactly. Nikki, in all caps, you don't owe strangers anything.
And she also said Oprah sucks. I wouldn't save her. I think Nikki might have some anger issues.
If it's a family member, obviously I'm going to save them. But
I think y'all are
Niles
big
is
talkers.
Like a family member.
I mean, I think you are a big talker. If you look out there and there's your cat and a little kid out there running after a ball, and you see a car coming, you're going to save the kid. I think it's easy to say when this is not put in front of you in
real
life.
All of this is easy to say.
You're going to run out and be like, no, at this kid, and you know, slow motion and grab him, pull him back. I think so.
Well, I'm glad you think that.
I think so.
I like Becky's note. She is, because now the tide is turning a little bit, and the human patrol is coming through.
Okay,
and
good.
Becky says, all these people are trash for saving an animal over a person.
Well, again, I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm trash.
If you don't save the person, I mean, you are going to deal with their family and lawsuits and revenge.
There's no lawsuit there.
Oh, I think so. You could have saved them.
You cannot get sued if you don't race out into a street and save a human
being.
They
will find a way.
There's no
if you had the opportunity and you didn't do it.
No, you cannot get sued. There's no law there. But I will tell you what you could get is you'd get absolutely crucified on social media. But what do I care about social media? I don't care. You know what's really funny, too, is the number of messages that are coming in with people who have multiple animals.
Yeah.
And they're talking about that it depends on the animal.
Sure,
and
it does.
That's obviously the truth, right? Because if you've got three or four pets, like some people do, then there's one or maybe two of them that you're like, not as crazy about them.
Right.
So it does. It depends. It's like we tell people to, you know, pick your favorite child And some people say, I couldn't possibly. Well, you can definitely pick your favorite child, and you can pick your favorite pet, too.
I feel like some of these people would send the least favorite pet out to actually make this happen, the way I'm reading a few of these things.
Yeah, some people are taking this too seriously, and they're starting to get a little abusive in their comments. So just ratchet it back a little bit.
Like I said, it's just turning into Next Door.
We call it mind candy.
This is turning into Next Door, where now all of a sudden everybody's racist, and we're horrible.
We're racist down to this now?
No, I'm just joking. That's the joke that Next Door posts always end in racism.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Somehow, at the very end, somebody becomes racist. Yes.
Right. A lot of people are trying to, like, fix this. Like, we'll yell at the human and then go.
No.
We can't. No. The mind candy is you can save one, you can't save the other. Some people are so torn up by this. They're like, I can't make a decision.
The amount of people writing in saying, well, what if it was Betty White? Why is everybody invoking Betty White?
I told you when we were talking the other day about national treasures, and Betty White was, you know, one of
them. She's like the top, right?
That's right. It's like we default to Betty White as the most beloved person on the planet.
I would fall back on that Betty White was, you know, had a beautiful long life, and maybe you'd save the animal at that point.
See, I don't like that you base it on how old the person
is. If it's a kid, I'm saving them for sure.
If it's a child, they're a superior human being to a 61-year-old or 53-year-old or 78-year-old.
That little child has a long life ahead of them, hopefully.
You don't know that.
Absolutely, you don't know. But in generally speaking...
I mean, versus, if you're playing the odds,
if somebody's 90 years old, I mean, all right, Grandma... What were you doing out wandering in the street? You should know better.
Yes, that was another thing that came up in the kitchen.
Yes.
I, in the kitchen, actually said the animal is kind of innocent because it may not understand. Niles is an indoor cat. He wouldn't understand cars or roads. A human being is smart enough to figure out, get the hell out of the road.
Yeah.
So then I'm invoking, you know, like the Darwin, you know, principle here. It's survival of the fittest. If you're... standing out in the middle of a busy road, maybe, you know.
You had it coming.
Maybe you shouldn't pass those genes along.
See, Matt says, Betty White was a dinosaur. She lived a long life. It might be time to go. Oh, Matt.
That's funny. And Rebecca says, Betty White would want you to save the animal.
Probably, yes.
Yes, because she was all about animal rights.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. My God. You know what? We have to give this... disclaimer on the air every once in a while that we try to write back to every text message. We do our best. But sometimes we get something like this where there's hundreds of them. It's like, you're probably not going to hear back from us. Doesn't mean we didn't read it. It doesn't mean we don't love you, because we do. We love you dearly.
Yeah,
I love you almost as much as I love Niles the Weirdo.
I guarantee you this conversation is going to bleed over into offices today and at home.
Yeah.
You know, bring it up to your friends. See what they would do.
You know what
kinda
I'm going to do?
See where they stand.
As soon as we get into this break... I'm going to go on to our Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, and I'm going to post a photo of Niles the Weirdo, just so people who have not seen this delight can see who I would save.
I would save.
And once you look at this photo, you'll go, oh, yeah, you got... Unless you're one of those asshats who's just, like, hates cats and wants to kill cats. I have no time for you. But, I mean, when you look at the photo, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I get it. You got to save.
He doesn't know any better.
He doesn't. He's dumb. He doesn't know about that.